Wild moves in some corners of the stock market can be traced back to one hedge fund. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Viacom CBS stock plunged 50% over the last week. Tencent fell 33%. Discovery stock lost more than a quarter of its value just on Friday. So what is going on? One large hedge fund in the U.S. bit the dust. And as it imploded, it had to sell off $20 billion worth of shares in a hurry. And that has dragged down shares of banks this hedge fund owed money to. Japanese financial company Nomura dropped 16% today in Tokyo. The BBC's Dominic O'Connell has more on what happened.
The obvious explanation most people thought was that one big hedge fund, and hedge fund is an investment firm that buys and sells shares on the market, they thought one big hedge fund must have gone bust. And this morning we had confirmation of that. The Swiss bank Credit Suisse said that a large US hedge fund had defaulted and that it would take a big hit as a result. It said it would be highly significant for its profits. And another bank, Japan's Nomura, had already said that the losses would wipe out its second quarter profits, a hit of about $2 billion. People have worked out from that triangulated between the two and other market intelligence, the hedge fund that has gone under is Archegos Capital Management. Hardly a household name, but it's a medium-sized player in American markets, founded and it manages the money of a guy called Bill Huang, who coincidentally in 2014 was banned from trading on the Hong Kong stock market. In 2012, he paid out to settle insider trading charges in America.
The BBC's Dominic O'Connell. We'll have more coverage of this story later this morning. The Senate passed a bill last week giving businesses an extra 2 months to apply for paycheck protection programs. That bill's headed toward President Biden's desk now. It'll come as a relief to small business owners who'd been scrambling to get their applications in this month ahead of the original deadline of March 31st. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The latest round of PPP loans came with additional requirements, including more compliance checks meant to prevent fraud. As a result, says Matt Hetrick of the accounting firm Harmony Group,
the processing process has been far, far slower and more complicated than the first time around.
Earlier this month, Optus Bank in South Carolina stopped accepting applications so it could work through its backlog. CEO Dominic Miartan says it started to accept them again. And by the May deadline,
we expect we'll have over 1,000 applications that we will have processed or touched.
But Miartan says many of those are from first-time borrowers whose applications tend to be more complex.
And that's why we're worried about the pipeline of applications that are coming in. We may get really bogged down.
If that happens, Miartan says the bank might have to stop accepting applications again to get through the backlog by May 31st. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down less than a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.4% range. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.659%. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp just signed a bill into law that overhauls the state's election rules. It expands early voting on weekends and creates a hotline where residents can report suspected voter fraud. It also restricts voting in a number of ways. For instance, shortening the window in which someone can request an absentee ballot, and it limits the number of ballot drop boxes. Critics are calling on major corporations in the state to speak out against the law, which they say will make it harder to vote, particularly for black residents. Marketplace's Mariel Seguero reports.
The new law makes it illegal to hand out food and water to people waiting in line to vote.
Well, who has to wait on long lines to vote in Georgia? Those are in black neighborhoods. Every study has confirmed that.
That's Michael Waldman, president of the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU. The law also makes it harder for counties to set up mobile voting units, basically buses that have polling stations in them and are an alternative to those long lines. Aklima Kondoker is state director for the Georgia chapter of All Voting is Local, a voting rights group.
This is directly targeted towards Fulton County because Fulton County was the only county to have mobile buses.
The city of Atlanta, which is majority black, makes up most of Fulton County. So activists are asking corporations in Georgia, like Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, and Home Depot, to speak out against this law. Kandoker puts it this way.
If you are interested in what's in my purse, then you ought to be interested in my ballot access.
This is not a new idea. Chara Torres-Spellacy at the Stetson University College of Law says we can look back at Martin Luther King Jr.'s final speech.
He talks about holding Wonder Bread accountable for its positions on civil rights.
He also calls out Coca-Cola and tells people to boycott its products, which some activists are calling for now. Torres-Spellacy says there's a reason activists are making demands of companies like Coke. It's not just because they're based in Georgia.
Coca-Cola gives to Republican politicians in Georgia, including the politicians who pushed for this voter suppression law and the sitting governor.
So they're already involved in politics. And the thing is, when companies get into politics, they're going to anger somebody, even if they don't say much. Dana Radcliffe teaches business ethics at Cornell and government ethics at Syracuse University. He says in this case,
if you don't take a stand, you're opening yourself up to criticism of being complicit in legislation that is widely seen as violating individual rights.
In a statement, Coca-Cola said it believes voting is a foundational right and that access should be broad-based and inclusive. Delta said it worked with legislators to make the law less restrictive. And Home Depot said the company believes all elections should be accessible, fair, and secure. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.